Hello, everyone, and it's been much, much too long since we've had Dr. Louis Turi on, and we have him tonight. And it's going to be a very, very interesting discussion, as it always is. Dr. Turi's on the line from Phoenix. How are you? Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Jerry. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Now, you have some interesting things about Bin Laden and the cosmic code. And Dr. Turi, you actually predicted a burial at sea would be in the news, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But before we do all of that, and any of that, let's bring people up to speed on Dr. Turi and what's happening, your websites, and all of that information. It's very important that people stay in touch with you. You are a very, very interesting man.
Well, first of all, what you can do, the best thing to do with the tremendous amount of information and prediction I put out there is for them to go to drturi.com, drturi.com, and once you are in this site, click on the astrological wheel. That will lead you to the cosmic code. This is another site where they will see my prediction of Osama bin Laden. And I'm glad that you bring back this topic because I predicted it. I predicted it in so many different ways. But, you know, in order to understand how I did it, it's pretty obvious. It's plain, don't get me wrong. But there is also some cosmic reality behind it, and that's where people, some people are visual and some are audible. So those that have an understanding and are intuitive enough, they will get the message, and others will have to get it by reading my material. So by going to this website, Jerry, they will definitely learn quite a lot.
Okay, Dr. Turi, you brought up the prediction, and I want to stress right now, and we'll get into it in a minute, that you're not really a psychic. You've got another way to tap into the cosmic code. And your predictions are always very, very accurate. Now, when did you first predict this thing about bin Laden? Do you remember?
Back in, back in 1995 on the Art Bell show, I told Art Bell to be ready for a religious war and the re-election of President Clinton. He screamed his head off. He says, "What? A religious war in America?" Of course, that was well before President Bush invaded Iraq, Iran, and before Osama Laden was finally killed. But you and I know very well that Osama bin Laden was running his religious war against the United States. Now, luckily for me, one of my students recorded the show and sent me a copy. So I cut the section where you can hear me and Art Bell speaking on national radio with millions of people where I made that prediction. So if they go to the Cosmic Codes 7.ning or click on that wheel from drturi.com, they will be able to click on the link and listen to the conversation where I made my first prediction after my you know, incredible UFO experience. But that is as far as I can recall, 1995, and it's taped, and it was on the Art Bell show where I predicted a religious war with America and the United States. And I also, of course, wrote about the 9/11 and give all the information 2 years prior to September 11. And again, you know my work very well, Jerry. You've been working with me for many years. All my work is dated, it's printed, it's published, it's unarguable, and that's what makes the difference between Dr. Turi and someone else. So you know that.
Now, Dr. Turi, you're not like a psychic. I don't think you see things in widescreen cinerama, so to speak, or get a feeling or a hunch. You actually use high tech. I mean, right? You're not a psychic.
No. I have designed a software, the same type of software that NASA used with to send a shuttle. With the only difference, of course, that I realize that the stars are a little bit more than dead rocks hanging above your head for the sake of beauty. So I have asked Alouan Software in Los Angeles to revise their software and produce a different view of the housing system, so to speak. And that's what my student used to do the same work in astropsychology. So you have to remember, I am not a psychic, like I have said to George Nori also on Coast to Coast a million times. I do not predict anything. You and I know that nature has a pattern, the weather has a pattern, the news come back, and history repeats itself. So I have that timing using that software that allows me to do just that. And sudden enough, people assume anything about Dr. Turi and they think, well, he's another Mrs. Claire or another Sylvia Brown. No, I am a scientist, but a different type of scientist.
Let's get back to bin Laden for a minute, Dr. Turi. This burial at sea, I read someplace or remember or talking to you or something. I mean, you made a prediction like
that. Exactly. I said a very famous political person will die, and I give the exact date, and I said he will end up his fate at sea. And I tell you what, it is not every day that the U.S. Navy is throwing a corpse overboard in the ocean. Am I correct or not?
Yeah.
Not also that on my website there is a section called Prediction, and I'm going to send you all that for your benefit, Jerry. When I mentioned a full restructure of communication will be imposed by the new dragon, and the new dragon will impact this world as of March 15, 2011. And Osama bin Laden was born in March. He's a Pisces, okay? And he was, most of all, he was killed in his house because of a telephone call. That's how the Secret Service found him. And my predictions are all about communication, the telephone industry being restructured. So, again, my prediction is obvious when I said all form of communication have to be restructured. In other words, Osama bin Laden was cut off from his army of killers because he's dead. So another way of proving my prediction to the world. But if people do not read my predictions or don't know Dr. Turi, they can assume anything. All that I have said is printed, it's written, and as a matter of fact, I'm writing a newsletter as I'm speaking to you right now. And this newsletter, I haven't yet thought of a title, but I might very well call that maybe Why Am I Dead, or how Osama bin Laden Died, or something of this nature. So I'm not finished yet, but I'm giving all the details on that newsletter, and all the audience can go and enjoy it because I will make it public. Usually those newsletters are for my VIP Cosmic Code subscriber, but because of the incredible news that's going on, and it allows me to, again, prove to the world that I predicted from A to Z, that's why I'm offering this VIP Cosmic Code newsletter for free.
Okay, so this newsletter is free. I just assume they go over to your website and they can get it?
Yeah, well, once they read all my newsletters, at the bottom they have a link where they will get my newsletter for $35, plus I'm offering them two books. I mean, I don't know how many people are there who give two books for free. I'm giving your audience a Moon Power 2011, which is like talking to me every day, which is CNN before CNN, literally, and the personal Nostradamus Dragon Forecast. And that is looking through Nostradamus methodology, using my software again. I do the forecast for each sign of the Zodiac, and I'm going to, of course, give you those two books also, Jerry.
Well, the Defense Department has released some home movies of bin Laden, and you can see him, he's there watching himself on television. So he has an ego, that's for sure. I'm wondering about his wife. Do you know much about his wife?
You have to, excuse me to cut you off, but Osama bin Laden had five wives. Which one are you talking about?
The current one. The one that he married when she was 18.
The last one, the youngest one. Well, you know, it's part of like the Mormons, you know, like rats. Like rabbits, the more you duplicate, the more you pass on your genes, and the more you pass on your religious beliefs. But of course, that's how they manipulate the growth of any form of religion. Put it this way, I don't know her per se because I don't have access to a date of birth. But I have access to Osama bin Laden's date of birth, and I have each chart. Excuse me. On the 9/11 that I predicted, if you go to drturi.com, on the left side, you will see those airplanes hitting the World Trade Center, and you click on that little link, it will lead you to the predictions of the 9/11 and what I wrote 2 years prior to the 9/11. But most of all, if you keep reading down, you will read the stars and the fate of Osama bin Laden, who he was, why, from a very wealthy background. That is the incredible wealth his father left his family. He moved as a Pisces into the religious world, where he was manipulated by the cosmic code as a Pisces to swim downstream into religion. You know, there is no accident. There are no accidents, Jerry. There are just circumstances that people cannot conceive, and of course, circumstances that our infantile science has not yet transcribed, put it this way. But if you take the time to read my work, you will slowly but surely build enough cosmic consciousness that will allow you to understand who Osama bin Laden truly was, and I have exposed his UCI, which means unique celestial identity, to the world in a week after the World Trade Center bombing for the world to read. Luckily for me, my website gets about 2 million hits a month. So there is a lot of people that start to realize slowly but surely the values found in astropsychology and the option to raise their own cosmic consciousness.
Dr. Turi, there's no doubt in your mind that Osama bin Laden was involved in 9/11, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mostly because he was born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Scorpio. And Scorpio rules anything and everything with secret service, the FBI, the CIA. And his dragon's head, which is the most powerful area, was also on his ninth house. And the ninth house regulates religion, the codification of thought, foreigners and foreign land. He had the sign of death and drama, or Scorpio. He has his dragon set in Scorpio in the ninth house, so he was already set by the cosmic codes or jurisdiction to do serious damage to foreign people. And this is what he did in America. You know, Osama bin Laden was a Pisces. Now you have two fish. You have one that goes upstream, that would be Einstein, that would be Dr. Turi, I'm also a Pisces, that would be Elizabeth Taylor. The positive Pisces swims upstream towards his birthplace and understands the face and the tools of God, he understands the sign. That's the positive Pisces. He's very creative, he's very intuitive. Now you have the negative fish, and that is obviously cult leaders, a religious lunatic, that's Osama bin Laden. That's the fish who swims downstream. He follows one of the 875 different denominations or religions, so to speak. In his case, Muslims. And he swam so deep into the quicksand of Neptune, the planet of deception and illusion, that he thought he was going to be the new prophet, or give his life for the new prophet. So when you look at the energy making up his UCI, unique celestial identity, or his astrological chart, there's absolutely no doubt that he is one, if not the mastermind, on how to kill as many and as Americans as possible in one shot. So it's all written in light, Jerry. But if you do not raise your cosmic consciousness, all you have is your five limited human senses. These are the senses that are used by the norm, by science, by skeptics, by people who don't have the gift. We are all so different. You know, we are related to each other's family-wise, of course, genetically only, but you will never think, behave, create like your kids, like your mom or your dad. You are a unique. That's where the word unique celestial identity comes from. And Osama bin Laden was computerized by the cosmic code to become Osama bin Laden, exactly like Hitler was Hitler, or Nostradamus, or any famous or infamous people. And this type of information that I have is so crucial. But when you realize that right from the top on the educational system, following down to the bottom, which are the students, this humongous amount of ignorance is what created the damage. The world is going totally insane, mostly because people use imagination, religion, conspiracy, instead of reading the signs. That's what God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs.
Are you saying we have absolutely no control over our destiny?
Absolutely right. If you don't have cosmic consciousness, the part of God in each human being is much stronger than the stars and the universe and the heavens He created. Okay? But if you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're going to be a peon. You're going to be a robot. You're going to neurologically act your stars out. You see, your brain is nothing else than a computer that is reacting to another computer, that your mind is controlled by the universal mind. And what makes me laugh, and I say to my student all the time, can you believe this? Today, the scientists took the brain of Einstein out of the fridge to desiccate it again to find out how he was a genius. So I tell you what, Jerry, there's absolutely no difference between your brain, my brain, Einstein's brain, or a killer brain. Same weight, same density, some wiring. The only thing that's different is the UCI, the celestial, the psychic, the neurological particle coming from the values of each one of these planets above your head. But science has not yet realized they are not just dead rock hanging above our head for the sake of beauty. There is divine information. That's the essence of God. When in the Bible it is written, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I present myself to you, you won't see me. That means that one has been enslaved by God Himself to raise his spiritual values, to understand how the Creator operates and transmute his will upon humans. But if you are smart enough and investigate the tools and the creation of God Himself, then He will allow you to control, conduct your destiny. And this is why when I came in this country, Jerry, I had nothing. 50 bucks in my pocket, no green card, no friends, no social security, no card. I was not riding a hammer. I didn't have a boat or a Mercedes. I was in the street. And that tells you the difference between education and intelligence. Okay? There's a big difference between education and intelligence and gifts. All I'm trying to do every single day of my life is to write. And I write with only two fingers, by the way, because I was never taught either to speak English or to write. All I'm doing every single day is to help America, which is now my home, and all Americans to raise their own subconscious values and understand that we are not doomed, and to stop feeding evil with negativity, with ridiculous conspiracy. I mean, if you look at the last one with Donald Trump, for God's sake, about Obama's not being born in Hawaii, and then the death start again. Osama bin Laden is not dead. Well, all those people are now shut down, and they will finally realize that Dr. Chiri from the get-go told them, I told every one of them, okay, Osama bin Laden is dead. It's written in light, okay, and he was born in Hawaii. It's written in light. But the problem is, they don't see the light. They're so blinding. It's like you look at the sun directly, and it blinds you. It's too obvious for them to see. But who can blame these people when college, universities, and our educational system is not set yet to teach this to the children. All they do is to fire teachers and hide their stupidity and ignorance and their failure by firing more and more teachers every day. That's not the way it's supposed to go. But that is slowly but surely changing, Jerry.
We'll be right back with Dr. Turi. But first, I want to remind you of something we're doing this summer. It's a summer of Elvis shows. Actually, we're continuing Elvis, the man, his music, and his life, the series, and we're working into the 70s. And we have three shows scheduled for the summer, so check it out at jerrypippin.com. Simply enter in the search engine Elvis, or on the tab at the top, click on Elvis. And by the way, we have a t-shirt contest going on between now and June 7th, and if you would like to enter, maybe you'll win. And basically, what we're asking, 25 words or less, simply tell us why I wish Elvis were still alive. And check us out at jerrypippin.com. Click on the tab, Elvis. We'll do some more on Bin Laden here in a minute, Dr. Turi, but let's talk about you for a minute. And did I understand you correctly a while ago? Did you say that you taught yourself English? That you? I know you came over here from France.
No, I left home. I was 22 or 23 years old. My father died. I was 11 years old. My mom had 8 kids to raise. It was a tough time. I had a stepfather. So things was not going right for me. But again, that was my fate. You know, I would never change anything. And then one day, in my book, Beyond the Secret, I explain from A to Z my incredible, crazy life. And I always teach my students incredible people, incredible experiences, breed incredible people that have incredible things to teach others. So in this book, Beyond the Secret, you can learn every single thing about the power of the subconscious and what happened to me from A to Z since I left France. But I left France when I was about 22 years old or something like this, and then I ended up in London. I lived in Victoria Station, which is the tramways, for about 3 months because I couldn't speak English. I was making money playing guitar. I always wanted to play piano, so I thought England would be a good place, the Royal School of Music, to learn piano. But I ended up there with no money and making money playing guitar in the tubes until a bunch of crazy lunatic came and threw my guitar and I on the rail, the train, and then I was just terrible. So I made my way up slowly but surely to the Royal School of Music, and I end up graduating from the Royal School of Music, and I play piano now. You know, my teachers told me, Louis, at that time I was not Dr. Cherry, he says, Louis, I think the first time I touched a piano, I must have been about 35 or 36. Something. Oh, wait a second. It was in 1976. I'm 61 years old, so I've been around.
Oh, really?
I was 26 years old, and he told me, 76. Yeah. He says it's impossible for you to learn piano because you got to be born and raised with piano. I was so upset when he told me this. You know, instead of doing like all the other kids at the Royal School of Music, smoking pot and messing up, and I was on that piano 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And guess what? 2 years later, I graduated with the highest distinction mark, and I play piano now.
I've seen your performances. You're very good.
Yeah, you've seen me in one of my conferences probably. But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter what people say, you know. If you understand the superconscious in time and space, you can make a good use of it for your benefit. But, you know, there's not everybody out there who are clinical hypnotherapists who were born with a different UCI, an advanced UCI. You know, 99.9 of the people running this world and making part of this world are not directly connected to Einstein. And you wonder why this world is going down the hell, literally. Education is the key, but without the right education and the right material, you ain't going
to
get nowhere.
Dr. Turi, I'm trying to get a handle on it. What do you think's happening here? I mean, Are you pessimistic?
I am not pessimistic at all. No, I'm pessimistic in terms of education. The children of tomorrow have the right to know what's happening with them. You know, why do you think, Jerry, you tell me, why do you think so many kids have killed so many kids in all these college, university, and have killed a schoolmaster and finally swallowed a bullet? Why do you think all those kids are choosing those college, universities? Why? Because subconsciously, they are making a desperate call. The call is, it's okay for you, adult. You know better than we do to teach us arithmetic, geography, history, the art, and science. It is okay, because we need to do that. But who is there to teach us who we are and how we connect with God, how we connect with the divine? So they don't know better. They don't regenerate their spirit. The next thing you know, this type of generation respond to their stars, especially the Death Wish generation, and they start to kill everybody and kill it and themselves. They have that death wish inside of them, and nobody is telling them how Pluto interacts in their psyche, how these Pluto forces drastic psychological changes upon their fragile young psyche. The astral psychology is not yet realized, accepted as a solid discipline in any college or universities. So those kids are killing themselves in college. They are taking the theater, the really theater is the college, university. Subconsciously, they are telling the teachers and their parents, something is missing. Please give me my spiritual food. I will learn your arithmetic. I will learn all that you need, geography. I will learn everything about history. I have 2,000 years of human evolution to digest in just a few years. More than anybody. I need to know how I stand under my stars. That's where the word understand come from. But how many of these kids are allowed to understand how they stand under their stars? And that's where the problem is. And I've been fighting for years with the educational system, with NASA, USGS, with the cops, fighting with everybody, trying to tell them, please, listen, I do have the keys what it means to be human being. I'm not saying this in an egocentric or spiritual way. I'm saying it because it's true. And these priceless golden pearls, this priceless wisdom is not spread fast enough to bring back sanity to a lost world and to bring back a safe future life for the children of tomorrow. And that's what really, really upsets me. But hey, I can only do one thing at a time, put it this way.
This is Jerry Pippin, and our guest is Dr. Louis Turi. DrTuri.com, DrTuri.com. Interesting man for sure.